Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Let's begin this hour's E! News with the MTV Movie and TV Awards.
Yeah, those were last night, in case you missed it. No big shocker that Avengers Endgame won the most awards with 3. Best Movie, Robert Downey Jr. and Josh Brolin got Best Hero and Best Villain, respectively. And A Star Is Born got 2 trophies. Best Performance in a Movie for Lady Gaga. Best Musical Moment for Shallow. The Netflix movie, To All the Boys I've Loved Before. Have you guys seen that one?
No.
No. Also scooped up to Noah Centineo. Got breakthrough performance, and he also won Best Kiss with Lana Condor. Game of Thrones, Best Show. Elizabeth Moss from The Handmaid's Tale got Best Performance in a Show. Sandra Bullock, Best Frightened Performance for Bird Box.
Wow.
Which was cute. I don't know. You might have some audio of her thanking Netflix.
When I finished the film, I went to my babies and I said, here, mommy made this for you. And even though you can't see it until you're 21, because apparently a movie about being a mommy is a horror film, you will know when you see it that there isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. And I know, like in the movie, sometimes it looks like mommy's unraveling, but that's probably because you have pushed her to that place.
That's great. Yeah. As for other highlights, Zachary Levi's monologue, he pointed to Ray J in the audience and said, quote, I'm sure some of you are more familiar with his work as a cameraman.
Oh.
He was obviously not amused.
And of course, America's other sweetheart, Ray J from Love & Hip Hop, is here. Although I'm sure some of you are more familiar with his work as a cameraman. I had to. I'm sorry. It was collectively a great idea.
Yeah, he was not amused. His wife shot Zach a double bird right in the middle of it. So that was, yeah. Jada Pinkett Smith got the Trailblazer Award. Her speech was short and sweet, and she said that we're all trailblazers.
Yes.
And then it was The Rock's turn to get the Generation Award.
Oh.
Acting has always been a long-term goal of mine, and I'm always setting goals.
That's not from that. Here we go.
I want to thank you, the people, the fans. I thank you. What you saw up here tonight, I mean, that's who I am. I'm proudly half black and half Samoan, and I wanted to bring those cultures here up here for the world to see. So, yes, it's important that you are your most authentic self. I'm a walking example of that. But here's the thing that I want to share with you guys. That's not enough. When I was 15 years old, I heard a quote, and I will never forget it, and I bring it with me everywhere I go, and it's ingrained in my DNA. The quote is this: it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. With that, I love you. I thank you. Drink your tequila. I will see you all down the road. Thank you very much.
All right. Here we go.
There you have it.
Yeah. The Rock, what I started to play is a video that The Rock shared of an interview he did with MTV way back in 2001.
Wow.
Talking about acting being a long-term goal of his. Listen to the 2001 version of The Rock.
Acting has always been a long-term goal of mine, and I'm always setting goals, and long-term goals, short-term goals. A lot of them I fail, and a lot of them I hit. I never ever mind taking 2 or 3 steps backwards as long as I could take 4 or 5 forward. My goals were to not only become involved in the WWF, but to become the absolute best the industry has ever seen. So no, not at any time did I ever think that acting is my ultimate goal. Acting was a long-term goal. So now that I'm doing films, the goal is now long-term.
There you go.
What do you know?
It's The Rock, everybody.
I think he's done all right with that whole acting thing.
Doing okay.
Yeah.
All right, coming up, why it was such a bad Father's Day for Kelly Ripa's daughter.
And it's funny, it'll make you laugh.
And is Taylor Swift kissing Katy Perry in her new video? More E! News straight ahead next.
O.J. Simpson has joined Twitter.
That's right. O.J. Simpson joined Twitter. Yeah, if you thought Trump on Twitter was scary, wait till you get a notification that says O.J. Simpson is now following you. You're like, oh my God!
Heisman Trophy killer O.J. Simpson is on Twitter now. He's already got almost 700,000 followers. The last time O.J. had this many people following him, he was on the 405 headed to the Mexican border.
A nationwide recall has been announced for Ragu pasta sauce due to the possibility that it contains plastic fragments. Said Ragu, shh, that's a non-secret ingredient.
638, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. There's a little TMI on Live with Kelly and Ryan yesterday. Kelly Ripa's husband, Mark Consuelos, was guest hosting with her. And they revealed that their daughter Lola walked in on them doing the nasty on Sunday.
Yeah. And it was Lola's 18th birthday.
Oh,
on
no.
On top of it.
So right. She opens the door. And we're like, all right, good, close the door.
You
know,
we both say, no,
I'm
being resuscitated.
And she goes, it's a lie, it's my birthday.
She shuts the door and you hear, you just ruined my birthday.
Hey.
And my life, and I used to see in color, and now everything is gray.
And now we're having brunch.
We're eating, we're like, this is delicious, that's delicious. And she's like this, she goes, you're disgusting.
And I'm like, my dad's here. I said, Lola, and she goes, you guys have no chill. You act like you're 20.
You think you're 20, but you're not.
I'm not sure she saw anything, but whatever. It was.
I made eye contact with her.
Poor Lola.
Oh, wow.
That is so funny.
That's the same daughter that gets really embarrassed if Kelly Ripa even talks about her on TV. So now that she's acknowledged that, I'm sure she's full-blown mortified.
Oh, now she's mortified.
And ready to just never talk to them again.
Than that.
Wow.
I can't imagine. Ugh. I don't ever need to see it.
So funny. All right, so Taylor Swift's video got released yesterday for You Need to Calm Down. And Katy Perry made a surprise performance in this, or appearance in this. And, it was partially spoiled by a rumor over the weekend claiming that the two of them would kiss in the video. Taylor denied it at the time, but the rumor wasn't that far off. At the end of the video, Taylor is dressed as French fries. She sees Katy wearing her hamburger costume from that fashion event last month. They make eye contact, slowly approach each other, and embrace. Taylor lays her head on Katy, but it's not romantic because they're wearing enormous fast food costumes. Although I don't know why you can't be romantic in a French fry costume.
It's like a new kind of furry.
Why not?
You
know?
I think that's very romantic.
I look
actually.
At French fries very lovingly.
Yes.
So even though the song and the video are meant to be an anthem for the LGBTQ community, it's not really a straight up lesbian thing. Taylor herself has said that it's a metaphor for two people who belong together, people who are a perfect pair. Taylor and Katy, you know, did not get along for years before making up last year when Katy sent her a literal olive branch. In an interview, Taylor said, we've been on really good terms for a while, but I don't think either of us knew if we were going to talk about it publicly. Taylor said she approached Katy about doing the video and Katy was into it, telling her, quote, I'd love for us to be a symbol of redemption and forgiveness.
Oh. Well, that's nice.
Isn't it?
Yes.
It's an interesting video. There are a lot of theories being tossed around out there. Is the girl that we were talking about off the air, is she in the video? Are you sure?
Yes, I haven't seen. I didn't see her.
Didn't notice her in there.
It's so quick.
Supermodel.
There are so many cameos of people. If you blink, you missed it. Like the first, whatever, I don't know, 30,
you have to watch
40,
it a couple of times.
30 or 45 seconds. It's like Taylor, she's in this little trailer. And then when she comes out of the trailer, that's when like there's just tons of people. Mm-hmm. There are even impersonators. Like there's an entire like beauty pageant row of people impersonating famous people like Katy Perry, Madonna, Taylor herself. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people. It's up on our Jeff and Jen Q102 Facebook page if you want to check it out.
We should also mention fashion designer Gloria Vanderbilt passed away yesterday after a battle with stomach cancer. She was 95 years old.
95.
Her son, Anderson Cooper, talked about it yesterday on CNN. I should mention she was also Anderson Cooper's mom, if you didn't know there was a connection there.
Forgot about that.
Yeah, Gloria Vanderbilt was one of the heirs to the Vanderbilt fortune.
Mm-hmm.
This was a woman who was a socialite. She was a model, a fashion icon, and an artist, in addition to being Anderson Cooper's mother. Here is Anderson interviewing his mom about one of her marriages and finding out that those two actually have the same giggle.
So you got married to a guy who there were rumors that he had killed his former wife?
Yes, yes.
Did that not seem to give you
problems? Well, I thought all he needs is me, you know, to...
Oh, God. I never knew that we had the exact same giggle.
Oh my gosh.
Gloria Vanderbilt was 95 years old when she died. What an extraordinary life.
Aww.
What an extraordinary mom. And what an incredible woman.
Yeah, you can hear Anderson getting emotional Sweet. There. Gloria also helped pioneer the designer jeans craze in the 1970s with her Gloria Vanderbilt jeans. And she also branched out in other clothing, perfume.
I was going to say, that's what I remember so much about my granny is that she always wore the Gloria Vanderbilt perfume and had the swan on the front.
Yeah. Oh, I just remember the jeans.
Yeah.
Had to have a pair of those jeans, right?
Crazy. Anything else on the E! News front?
Just that we've got a prequel. If you were a fan of the Hunger Games, this is great news. They are releasing a prequel. Suzanne Collins is releasing a prequel novel in May of next year, and there will be a movie. So...
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
This is 22 Hours, an American nightmare.
What is your emergency?
Hey, I think it's a house fire.
It is being called a major crime scene as homicide investigators examine a house.
To do what he did to four people, including a 10-year-old boy, is just beyond words.
Darren Wint is convicted in the D.C. Mansion Murders trial.
I'm Megan Cloherty from WTOP in Washington, D.C. and Podcast One, a new true crime podcast, 22 Hours, an American Nightmare. Listen and subscribe on Apple Podcasts today.